So in terms of how large the tumor is, take a look at it with the endoscope. We then look with an ultrasound probe to see how deep the tumor is.
His family huddles along the wall as an aging man stretches out in a hospital bed. They listen to a doctor clad in the classic white coat. A fluorescent light illuminates the room. The patient wears a light-patterned hospital gown with a sticker that reads,
Glenister K. Raybuck, Redfield, South Dakota.
Glenn Raybuck peers through thick lenses and explains he's at Sanford Health in Sioux Falls after a referral from his Aberdeen physician.
Well, I'm here to have a check on cancer in my esophagus. But I've had trouble with acid reflux for 40 years, and now it's went to the Barrett's, and now they think that it's showed up with cancer, maybe.
Raybuck is certainly not the only patient checked for cancer, but his case is unique because of the way doctors screen his cells. It happens while the cells still live inside Raybuck's body.
Okay, let's do a little bit of mapping then. Okay. So we're starting at first inspection, I think, differently. Hiatal hernia, 40 centimeters. I'm going to do 4 quadrant here.
Now sedated, Raybuck lies on a table in a dimly lit room. Machines set up around him hum and hiss. Images flash on 2 large computer monitors.
So it'll be 6 o'clock at 40 centimeters abnormal.
Dr. Muslim Atik focuses intently on the screens. Blurred images come into focus and show real cells alive in the patient's esophagus. The doctor notes the images while simultaneously maneuvering a tube fed into the patient's throat with his right hand and guiding a mechanism with his other hand. That controller operates the world's smallest microscope.
So from here, I'm still in the esophagus. I'm out of the stomach.
Atik is a gastroenterologist.
That would include the esophagus, stomach, small bowel, large bowel, and pancreas and liver.
This doctor is one of a handful trained to use the CellVizio microscope. It's so tiny that the lens fits on the end of a long tube doctors put inside a person's body to capture live images of intricate structures.
You know, it's kind of like looking at the stars with a telescope. You're actually on the same principle, looking inside the GI tract with a microscope, magnifying small things as much as you can.
In this procedure, Atik searches for abnormal cells in Glenn Raybuck's throat. Atik explains doctors keep close watch on people diagnosed with a condition called Barrett's esophagus because it often leads to cancer.
Previously, we were bringing them back and doing an endoscopy every so many years. And then we would target biopsies at that site to get the tissue that we need, and the pathologist would look at it for us. Now we can actually go in, look at the area in real time and see what areas are abnormal so that we can target our biopsies. And if there is a suspicion that area is abnormal, we can actually make a plan to treat it in the same setting.
Atik says gathering instantaneous information about abnormal cells has obvious advantages. Doctors can specifically, physically outline malicious material inside the body. The opportunities for accurate diagnoses increase because physicians are less likely to biopsy a healthy area and miss nearby cancer cells. Plus, doctors can report immediately that a patient has cancer and begin treatment right away. Or sometimes it's the opposite.
Somebody comes in and you tell them up front, based on what we see today, we don't see anything abnormal. And that's a big relief. Just, if you could put ourselves in the same scenario, that's a big news that you're telling someone, rather than waiting for like the next week or so to get that answer.
Atik says finding a person doesn't have cancer is often bigger news than confirming suspicion a patient is sick. That's not Glenn Raybuck's case.
You can see that the center of the epithelium has been blown out. And that thick, dark clumps, it's very ugly looking. So down there at the bottom, as textbook as you could get for cancer.
Experts viewing the cells living in his throat confirm Raybuck's condition has escalated. Doctors identify abnormal cells and still test to confirm the cancer. But the view from the mini microscope lets Dr. Atik inform the patient and his family right away. Now they can move forward with a plan to tackle the disease. Raybuck says he isn't sure how he feels about being one of the first patients to have the world's smallest microscope searching through his cells.
I haven't thought about that. I don't know. Important, I guess. I suppose I could go down in history eventually. I don't know.
Ray Buck says his exam is valuable, not for only his health, but because his test case offers opportunities for other patients. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.